Want to learn more about your health and sexuality? Psychology researchers at the University of Michigan are looking for women who are not on the pill to participate in a research study on health and sexuality. Participants will engage in one study session each month for a total of 5 months. So if you are a woman who is between the ages of 18 and 40 in an ongoing relationship with a male partner, not taking hormonal medications, including hormonal contraceptives or the pill, not pregnant, and not breastfeeding, call us for more information at 734-763-7121 or email us at sexresearch@umich.edu. That's 734-763-7121 or sexresearch@umich.edu. This study is being conducted by the Van Anders Lab at the University of Michigan Psychology Department. Study number HUM0002583. Oh, I didn't mean to cut off the theme song. I got really into it, and so then I hit the space bar on the keyboard, so sorry about that, listeners. I was literally singing in the station. Welcome to the Sex and Tell Show. It's 6:30. Time to talk about sex and stuff, right? So I have a couple of friends in the station. Also, we're live right now. Mm-hmm. And I have my roommate here, Stephanie. Say
hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And then I have my friend Elissa, and she works at the library with me, and she's super cool.
Ooh, hello, everybody.
So, yeah, we're gonna have a random roundtable discussion. We have a couple of things prepared, but hold on to your pants in case we decide to switch directions, so to speak. So anyway, so we're looking at this article that we found on Jezebel, do you wanna read the title?
Yeah, I sure can. It says, "Listen up, ladies. Here's everything real men think is wrong with you."
Yeah. And this entire article is basically breaking apart another website's article about things that real men want from women and things that real men want from women so that they find them attractive. And yeah, I'm actually going to pull it up. But what did you guys think of the article? Because you both read it.
I was thinking that I feel like it plays to a certain stereotype of men and women, because I personally have not dated men like the men in this article. I don't know if you want to, like, read out some examples.
Oh, definitely.
Or something. It's quite entertaining.
Can we read them really dramatically?
Yes.
Okay.
In accents.
Alrighty, yeah. Do you want to go first?
In accents?
I don't know about that. I'm not.
Because you do a mean
anything.
Scottish accent, Steph.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. This is happening.
Oh, no. Yeah, where do you want me to... What would you like me to...
Anything highlighted. I highlighted this piece of paper. I just gave that away.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, there's this section here that one of the things they were saying was, if you're looking to attract a man with your fluffy false lashes and your flowing fake mane, it is time to get a different approach. I'm sorry, I wasn't doing a Scottish accent.
It's okay. You don't have to. Okay. We don't want to pressure you into an accent.
We scouted the truth and discovered the things women do that make men turn the other way. All in all, men love to see the women underneath the makeup. So ditch the dramatic routine and go natural for once. Which, we discovered was just complete, you know,
BS.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because I think it was interesting. The article said basically, men don't really want the natural look; they want the illusion of the natural look.
Yeah,
and they also don't want it to seem like you're trying at all, but they want you to try really hard. Still.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
They made the point that you need to be hiding your maintenance routine from
right.
them.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the things.
Yeah. Like there were a lot of examples where it said basically like, oh my God, like my girlfriend takes so much time in the bathroom to do this thing, but then they want her, like, for example, oh my gosh, she takes so much time drying her hair, but then they don't want her hair wet. And then they also don't want her hair to have extensions in it because that's fake.
And could you read a couple of those?
Yeah, sure.
Or you can pass it off to Elissa. And...
Why don't you read one?
Okay, so it says, it gets on my nerves when women take too much time on makeup. You would think after a lifetime they would have the process down to less than 45 minutes, says Christopher.
Yeah, and what's the...
You want the hair dryer one?
Yeah. Give that one, too.
If she has to be at work at 6 a.m. and uses the hair dryer, it wakes me up. Then, just when I get back to sleep, she is wearing her heels in the bathroom in the kitchen. Click, click. Can't you wear slippers? Honestly.
Oh my gosh. So many... It's like, it's an amazing article, and you should definitely look it up. It's on Jezebel, and it's by Lindy West, which I... I've probably read an article by Lindy West, but I also got some comments on Facebook because I posted this on Facebook and a lot of people brought attention to it. And there's some really interesting things that just my friends have said. I'm not going to say their names, but for example, my friend... I'm not going to use names. I almost used a name. One of my friends who's male says... thanks, this is great. I love to read these tell-alls real men TM have to offer. It's super weird when male standards simultaneously ask what women both prepare themselves for men's eyes and be naturally beautiful, and it's super fascinating when real men TM aren't smart enough to sweep that double standard under the carpet. But to be fair, don't expect a real voice of actual men from Yahoo or Ask Men for the same reason that it's bad to expect a real voice of women from Cosmo, which I think is a really, really good point.
Yeah, it was an excellent point.
Yeah, because it definitely goes both ways. Because I think we've all read Cosmo at some point.
Right.
Yeah. And there's always something about, I don't know, what you should be doing or what you shouldn't be doing or whatever, or what men want. And then there's also things on men's site, conversely, for what women want, which I think is interesting also. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. If you're going to... First of all, you have to take into account who they are serving, which is exactly. What your friend is saying, you know, so
TM.
Yeah.
TM.
Right, exactly. So this is a certain sort of demographic of men who are getting a certain, you know, who are seeing this article somewhere or answering this questionnaire somewhere, mm-hmm. and then giving their own opinion. And, you know, nothing is like such as, you know, education level or where they grew up or things like that aren't being taken into account, and therefore we're getting a pretty baseline sort of thing, which is not like real men. Actually, this sounds a lot like a lot of kind of what we would consider like boys. People who have not grown up. And it does not matter how old you are, but you are still a boy.
Right, yeah.
Not a real man.
Yeah, that's interesting. And because this also, like, I didn't think about this, but this also perpetuates the idea that there's like an ideal woman or an ideal man or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that like all men want this one thing and all women want this other thing. And that everybody needs to be kind of like that or something.
Right.
Which I think is interesting because that's not how.
No, that's and that's just actually not real. There's nothing real about that. It's pretty fake.
Yeah.
Real is fake and fake is real. So there we go.
What now?
I don't know. I was thinking like, you know, who are the real high maintenance people? If the men, I feel like the men are like closet high maintenance in this article.
Oh, totally.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting to think about. Like, because definitely, like, high maintenance is like a phrase that is kind of like engendered or whatever to women.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody can be high maintenance.
Oh, like, yeah, my gosh.
And I feel like in this day and age, you know, men have begun to take more time to really like primp and like. I mean, I don't want to like stereotype, but like, let's look at some Guidos over here. How long do you think they take to get ready? And if you look at, I don't know, if you look at, you know, like people who are similar attract are attracted to each other. So, I mean, like, if we're really buying into the fact that these women are, like, you know, taking care of themselves and, like, grooming themselves, like, what are the men doing? Because, you know, right. A woman like that is not going to end up with a slob. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting to think about. I didn't think about it like that, that the men are probably, like, the same way. Or if they're not, then that's really a double standard, obviously, which happens all the time.
So oh, yeah.
I believe that happens, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's so funny that, I don't know, there's that stereotype. Yeah. Or actually, I've thought about that concerning myself, too, because looking at me, you might not think I'm high maintenance, but...
Those burns, man.
Those burns.
The burns.
They're great.
For those listeners who don't know what I look like, I have like, I don't even know what to call them. They're not sideburns, are they?
No,
they're just like wisps of...
they're like curly little like
so cute,
wisps.
Though.
Yeah.
She looks like a... And the top bang does it too sometimes.
Yeah, I have
she
like
looks,
a swoosh.
Is she, like, I don't know. Not like,
like a... I think the... Like, do you guys know what a Kewpie doll is?
A what?
No.
What, please explain.
Yeah, Kewpie doll is like some of the first baby dolls that came out. Like in the world, I think.
Oh, Kewpie?
Yeah, and
how's that spelled?
Kewpee. Also, a delicious hamburger restaurant from my hometown.
Wait,
Kewpee.
Pee.
Yeah,
Kewpie. The restaurant comes up first.
Like. Yeah, but that's okay. You can see the baby on.
What? I don't look like that baby.
No, the baby has little like
a little curly Q.
Not like a little. Yeah, not the one with the chef's hat on it. This is a. She's pulled up the website of the restaurant from my hometown, which is a really delicious hamburger, by the way.
Oh, it looks really good, actually.
It's also a brand of mayonnaise in Japan.
Oh, it is. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I don't know how to spell the...
No, you do, because the restaurant spells it that way.
The correct way?
I think IE is...
Is the correct way, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, yeah. Does the baby have little tiny, like things
yeah, yeah.
on the side? Yeah, that's...
Oh, this is a really good example of that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You're like a grown-up Kewpie doll.
And just
but
like
in
that.
A good, really, really good
we
way.
We have veered far, far away.
Yeah.
Maintenance and personal care.
I guess the point of all that is what I was trying to make is that I actually spend a lot of time on my hair, even though it's really short.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think of high maintenance, but there you go.
There you go.
But do you guys think that there's a difference between, like, high maintenance and, like, just keeping up appearances for, like, your own self-esteem's sake?
Yes, oh, I do.
Because, I would definitely not peg you as high maintenance at all. And if that's, you know, the way that you've, like, you know, you feel the most yourself or the most comfortable, I think, I personally appreciate that. I think that's really great.
So, yeah, I think high maintenance has more of a negative connotation.
Yes, it definitely does.
So when you're high maintenance, there's usually sort of a personality quirk that comes with that, and you do not have that, obviously.
I have many other quirks, but
but a personality defect is not one of them.
I don't like. What do you think? Like, do you think there's like a fine line or something? Because I know, like say you're like watching someone on TV and they're mm-hmm. just like, yeah, I have to do like X, Y, and Z like every single morning, and it takes me exactly this long. Like, say someone like does have a 45-minute routine, but that's like what they need to do to like feel good about themselves. Like, do you guys think that that's high maintenance, like just because of our culture, or is it personal care?
I think if they want to do that and they like doing that,
yeah,
I don't really see anything wrong with it.
I think it also, I mean, this is just like completely kind of my opinion and what I've sort of noticed, but people who are sort of under this stereotype of high maintenance, yeah, they have like a pretty extensive routine. But then also throughout the day, they are doing certain things to, and it's not even about freshening up or it's it becomes actually their like whole thing is sort of, they have to talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I see.
Like they may be talking about brands, or they may be talking about like, you know, does that.
No, that
I
makes sense.
Completely off here.
No. It makes sense because it's like there's a difference between just like doing it and then like talking about doing it and then like talking about it some more and then mm-hmm. and then like having nothing else
besides that.
Right. And then sometimes high maintenance can also mean that you just need a lot of attention. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like I like that. Yeah. That's a good point.
So in one way or another, you are constantly trying to get attention on yourself, whether it be grooming yourself or whether it be, you know, what you're saying to people, you know, it's
right. Yeah. I think that, yeah, that's definitely also an aspect of high maintenance, quote unquote, mm-hmm. is that like a neediness. I hate to say that.
Yeah.
But like a needing of attention. That's interesting. And that makes me think of like, cause also when I think of, oh my God, I can't believe I'm about to say this. When I think of high maintenance, I think of like little dogs also.
Oh yeah. 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 Like purse dogs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's the first thing I think of when I think of high maintenance. And then I think of like hair.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, can I just ask for a clarification? Like the dogs themselves are the people that the dogs are associated with?
The dogs.
Okay, okay. Are little dogs that high maintenance? Like, I don't know that much about dogs.
They themselves are not. It's their owners.
Yeah, because when create... you say little dogs, I would say, like, you know, I think of...
Well, they need a lot of grooming, because they're... I don't know. I don't know. Well, I guess maybe not, because I guess the people that have... little dogs just groom them a lot, so it seems like they're high maintenance.
Yeah, because right. They treat them like they're an accessory.
I guess, yeah. I can think about it like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, because I'm thinking of, like, dogs from my childhood that were small, and they just always happened to be really well-groomed, and I was just like, oh, they have to be really well-groomed because they're small dogs.
Oh, yeah,
those
no.
Those dogs don't really correlate.
I mean, if you think about it, like, a dog couldn't, won't come up to you and ask, hey, I think I need a haircut. Can you, can you maybe shampoo me? I'm in desperate need here of a nice sudsy bath.
Especially around my bum.
Oh my God. If dogs talked, if our cats talked.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Cats oh. would be like.
Yoshi would be like so. I don't even want to know what Yoshi would be like.
Oh my God. I don't even want to. Nope.
Poke it every morning. Just be like, can you please feed me? Can you please feed me? I need it now. I don't need it later. I'm going to stand here until you do that. We veered way off topic.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Whoa. So, I mean, that's fine, right?
Yeah.
Shh, topics. Mm-hmm. This is freeform radio. We don't have topics.
What?
We will smash your... Or what's the thing that... What does our poster say? We will crush your feeble formats. We'll smash your feeble formats. This show doesn't have a format. Anyway, so
yeah.
Okay, we so
yeah, so we were basically like going off of high maintenance.
I have a thing from the Facebook comments that I appreciated. Another of Heidi's friends commented. He said, sort of like thinking about his perspective, he says, oh, yeah. I do have preferences for what women look like. I just do. I don't tell my girlfriend what she has to look like, but I admit that I have told her what I think makes her look especially attractive. I want to emphasize that, what I think makes her look especially attractive. He's not dictating to her what she has to do. Like, some of these guys have had a very, like, you know, definite tone. Like, I don't want her to do this, blah, blah, blah. But I like the language of this guy, because mm-hmm. he's saying, you know, like sort of more subtly, like, he's giving her a compliment, and, you know, he's not saying you have to do this all the time, but he's saying, like, you know, sometimes, like, when you do these specific things, like, that makes you, like, even more special to me. And I think that that's great, that he's, like, highlighting, you know, like, specific features or characteristics mm-hmm. that you know, that make him attracted to his girlfriend. I think that's great.
Yeah, I think
oh
that's
well
sweet.
I know that, I mean, I know in my own personal past relationships, I've often asked, you know, what do you think when I wear this shirt? Or mm-hmm. do you even like this? Or should I be wearing this? And I appreciate an honest answer. It's not that I'm asking, do you think I look fat in this?
Right. There's a total difference.
Like, it's, or he would say, like, this shirt is especially awesome on you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just, or I really, like, you got a new haircut and I really like it. It's very cute, you know? But,
mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, but yeah, you're right. Like, never dictating, just
like,
appreciate.
Yeah, appreciate.
Yeah, yeah. There's a definite difference between those
well,
two.
Well, and if you're, well, I mean, hopefully, if you are in a loving relationship, like, the key is to make the other person happy. And that is a very easy way to do it. So,
I mean, I would take it.
I also want to say, too, I feel like we're kind of touching on, like, good communication in relationships. Mm. And I feel like a lot of these stories from these men in this article is, like, stuff that they're just complaining about behind, like, the girlfriend's back. I mean, like, they could, like, be bringing it up with her and, or something. We don't know that for sure. But, I mean, I just feel like, I don't know. Like, there's not a lot of, like, open communication between either of them, like, saying, like, this, like, Heidi's friend said, like, you know, I just leave, like, these subtle, like, compliments or something. These guys are just like, oh, I don't like this, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I actually thought the same thing when I read the article, that especially with, like, these kinds of magazines or these kind of websites or whatever, it's like, it's almost like the males and the females, the two binaries of the gender or whatever, are guessing about the other one without talking to each other. They're like, mm-hmm. okay, let's try to figure out the other one without mm-hmm. like actually being like, hey, let's like sit down and talk and be mm-hmm. like real people and grown-ups, you know, like.
Right. Yeah.
It goes back to what Stephanie said about these being boys.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Well, and in the same token, just to be, you know, fair, there are definitely some pretty, you know, schluppy girls who are not women, but our girls, yes, who do, you know, sort of the same thing, like, you know, are maybe 23 years old, but still act like little girls.
Yeah.
Or little teeny boppers or whatever. So, you know, I mean, yeah, like, and those are perhaps the girls, you know, answering other questionnaires. So it's, yeah, we have to be kind of fair across the board there. Yeah.
Yeah, but absolutely. Yeah. It's a two-way street case.
Mm-hmm.
Two-way street.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to go back to, I think Stephanie was the one who pointed this out. It's all about, like, audience and stuff as well. So, I mean, like, this is drawing from a pool of specific people. And I feel like, you know, where did this originally, the article originally come from?
I think it was
The original article about the guys?
Yeah.
That came from Shine from Yahoo. Mm-hmm. 15 biggest beauty turnoffs from real guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So that's where that originally came from.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, there's such a problem with mainstream media that's, you know, it's catering to a specific audience and stuff. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it comes down to culture, too. Like, you know, what we're being sold as beauty ideals.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it all comes down to
that's
to that,
why
the ideal.
Should not be mainstream.
Yeah. Just go your own
date
way.
Sensitive boys.
Be your own person. You know.
Yeah. Or date someone who's capable of having a conversation with you, an
yes.
open conversation.
Wait a yes. minute. You mean you want me to communicate yes. with my significant other?
Yes, please.
You mean to talk? What?
What?
What is talking?
I thought this was just somebody I was just dragging around to my various events.
Making their pillows various wet events. With my wet hair.
With my wet hair and rolling around their... Yeah. But then waking them up because I'm using my diffuser
yeah.
on my hair. And I'm clicking around the kitchen.
Also, I'd
my
like
stilettos.
To, I'd like to bring up one of the ones that I thought was funny, too. It said something about hair extensions, and it was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like to run my hands through hair extensions because then you feel all the lumps. So it's nice to look at, but not really to touch. So it's like, what do you want from
what do you
the
want
woman?
Me to do?
Like, you want her to look beautiful, but then what are you supposed to do when it's time to get down to business or something? It's like, oh, don't touch her hair. Like, what is that?
Ugh. Ridiculous. And you know what, it's interesting. I don't know if there's probably is a parallel, but it's just like this kind of communication, it's like I'm sure this kind of goes over into the area of like sexual communication and stuff like that, you know, just like it, that creates even more like insecurities and things like that,
right?
Because mm-hmm. then they're not talking about it, or when they do talk about it, it's like a really negative instead of positive and like fun as relationships and like sex should be.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So
I was kind of just like zoned for a second because I was thinking about I kind of went back to the fluffy eyelashes thing. I thought that was really that
I
stuck
think of,
out
like,
to
peacock
me.
Peacock feathers when
yeah,
I
yeah, no. Yes, exactly, which I actually have worn being like well a
peacock
not,
feathers?
Somebody who likes Halloween kind of a lot and dressing up.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be in the same house as you.
Yes.
Halloween. Can we dress up Yoshi?
Oh my god, no, you can do that, because he scratched me and I'm over him.
I will let Yoshi scratch me if I get to put a Yoshi costume on Yoshi.
There you go. So anyway, I was watching this episode of Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh,
so there
boy,
we go.
Steph.
There's, yeah, guilty pleasure numero uno. Yeah, which I actually generally love that show. So there we go. But there was this girl on there who had all of these things. Hair extensions, like, well... to be, I mean, this goes on a completely other thing, but she was African American, so I know that she was wearing weave. That looked particularly, you know, you could really tell.
Weavy.
Yes, yes. And she had these giant eyelashes that, I mean, they were, it was just so clear. And then she had brought her fiance with her to her dress fitting, which now, like, for me, being somewhat of a traditionalist when it comes to these things.
That
like,
seems really...
No, this is my stinking choice. I want to wear... I want to pick my dress. I mean, if you like me, you're probably going to like
my style. Wait, was she asking his opinion?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, the man's
it's her dress.
Supposed to see it.
Yeah.
No, so, exactly. I mean, I know that's the whole thing, but like... So
and like, who cares if like, he likes it?
Right, exactly.
It's her dress. It's a wedding dress.
So he was apparently really Christian, and he just wanted to make sure that it wasn't too sexy. But the first thing she tries on, so let's keep in mind, she's got these giant kind of like
eyelashes.
Prostitute lashes on, this crazy weave that is down to her waist, and... Whoa. Yeah. And the first dress she tries on is completely see-through through the bodice. Like, you know, the bra area is, covered and has cloth, but the whole sort of stomach area, waist area, basically down to, it was a little big on her, so down to her panty line was see-through.
Oh.
And I'm just, so thinking, okay... So your boyfriend is really, or fiance, is really conservative. Yet this is the first thing you try on for him. You know, I mean, not to say that Christians can't want, you know, like
totally.
Sexy
yeah,
things,
that's a different thing.
But that's completely different. But like if he's there to make sure you're not wearing too sexy of things or to make sure, actually he wanted to make sure that she wasn't going to pick out an ugly dress or something.
Okay, this makes me want to. This makes it great.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, they ended up coming this sort of a compromise because she really liked it. Her mother also hated it because it was so see-through. You could see all the way down to her panties. Okay. Like, she got actually a really nice, like, sort of an opaque white thing to put underneath the sheer. And it was actually very pretty because the sort of the detail of the said lace. Bodice was beautiful. So, but it just kind of, like... Oh, I mean, okay, yes. Now we get into perhaps she was really putting on the Ritz of her face for
the TV. Camera.
For TV and stuff like that. But I'm just, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird. Those shows, like, really creep me out. I used to watch, like, the Style Channel, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. Style and G4 were, like, my things.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the, like, wedding shows came on and I just, like, couldn't take it. I was like, where... are my fashion shows. But anyway, we should probably wrap up. We have a minute. But thanks for listening, guys, and thanks for coming on the show. And,
yeah, it's a pleasure.
It was really fun.
There's going to be a blog post about this. And so check out for that. It's sexandtellshow.blogspot.com. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, I'll post it when it's done. So you'll see it. And also, if you check out the WCBN.org, then you can go to the schedule and the blog is right there if you forget the link. So anyway, see ya.